Now, I can tell you, today is April 22nd. Used to be that April 22nd was just April 22nd, 422. And then 422, 22nd day of April became Earth Day. And later I'm going to tell you about an event happening 3 to 6 at college for Earth Day. It's nice to know. I thought, what does Earth Day mean? Do we pile dirt up higher and higher and we honor the Earth? No. We decided we were going to create a day to honor the Earth and start to really get it, that we have to take care of our Earth before we run off the cliff and have no healthy air and no healthy water. And we have too many people. Well, that's sort of Earth. We would stop using all kinds of petrochemicals and toxins on the creation of food supply. And we would be more conscious in a totally, woke way. Well, we're now awake, and it's... my God, a lot of years later. 30 years ago, I was the sponsor of Earth Day, and we had an event in West Maui at the back of the Lahaina Civic Center. I was reminded the other day, I was looking through pictures, and saw a picture of Willie Kay playing with Jerry Byers and Hector Serrano way back. And I thought how far we've come. Many of the people have come and gone, but we still pile earth on Earth Day and say, hey, young people, rally around, get all your groups talking about the earth. Meanwhile, I don't know if I was going to say out loud, but I guess I'm saying it. I think most of the earth has forgotten how important it is to take care of this place. And daily I see stories, people with, we're going to make clothing out of the plastic bottles. We found processes now, and we're going to do, well, at this rate that we're dumping into the ocean all the plastic bottles and all the waste that we have, we'll all be clothed in plastic. Maybe the fish will find value in eating the plastic. And all these micro, I don't even know what to say anymore. Things are out of control. I was looking at my website and I saw that I've done nine shows about the Oluwalu temporary disposal site, the toxic waste dump, dioxin. You know, and I hear now the biggest and most important news is that they've letting the public know that the fire could have been hot enough, getting to 2,500 degrees, that it would destroy those toxins, and now everything is safe. Well, I'm afraid that the smell of fire and burning and ash is still very prevalent on the west side, and I mean, if I was a tourist, I would just race to Lahaina, so I could see what it looks like before they rebuild it. Well, whatever is going on there, I'm very sad to say I don't feel that we're handling it right. And I know there's lots of people on it that are doing their very best, and I commend them. And they all want to get people back on their land, and they want to get some kind of creation in Lahaina. We know so many people were renters as well. I mean, I don't know where those people are going to go or what they're going to do or how they're going to survive. I looked at an article this morning on the web, news. The 27, no, it wasn't 27. It was the worst city to live in every state. Why would they put that kind of stuff up there anyway? But here we go. The worst city, they say, in Hawaii is Makaha. over on Oahu, way out there on the west side. And they say that if you don't own now and you're a renter, your chances of renting, of buying in that place are very low, forever. Now, they talk about places you can go in Arkansas and Alabama. It's almost like they're saying, hey, maybe you can go there and make it better or become part of a rejuvenation of our country. The levels, poverty levels in different cities around the country, St. Louis, I mean, big names, Baltimore. I could go on, but enough of that. Because the fact is, I'm getting a little tired. And I remember when I was trying to evaluate what is important. Is it important that I put this message out? So Earth Day, April 22nd, memorializes at least 30 years that I've been conscious of Earth Day. And I'm glad there are people celebrating it and still fanning the flames for environmental solutions. And I hope that we start to get the point. I think the biggest thing's going to happen is the old people will die. And these young people that are suddenly up to their ears in the trash will start to be conservationists. And I hope that somewhere in there, technology and use of technology to be able to eliminate some of these problems through how much we've progressed will work at a greater rate than the destruction of our planet. And that'll be a good thing. I'm sure that I'll be buried, I was going to say long before that. I just turned 73, so I'm going to think that I'm going to live, unless unforeseen, who knows what happens. I'm going for 100, at least. I think that 100 is a nice round and full age. Both of my parents were born in 1924. So this is 100 years they'd be. And my father died, well, just as I turned 21, 1974. 22? I don't remember. 1974. Wow. I see it gets vague after a while. But a lot of years have passed, and I was a young upstart. When I see pictures of myself, I think, I look like all these people that I see now. The hippie movement. The woke people. What? Woke? I'm so tired of the political scene. Someone just put in the paper today, do you know that if Ted Cruz in Texas wins this election, he'll be in the Senate until at least 2030, another 6 years? That's very sad. Sorry, Ted, I'm not a big fan. And when I look around the political scene and I see Marjorie Taylor Greene, I used to remember when the name Cheney to people that were liberal meant Dick Cheney, and he was considered a real problem. You know, Halliburton and all the military and industrial complex and the spending on the outside and the directing toward warfare and all those things. And, well, he was... But now Liz Cheney, who stood up against Donald Trump, is sort of like a hero to people that don't like Donald Trump but think there's something still left in the Republican Party. I when I was a kid, I didn't really look too much, but I think my father put down that he was a Republican, although he was pretty liberal when I think back. Now, maybe not to me, but he was had very liberal policies. He managed a retail store, W.T. Grant Company, sort of like, I'd say Kmart, but it was Kresge at the time, smaller, local, multi-product stores. Sort of like every small local product stores that have now gotten together and become, well, they don't know it, but Amazon. Okay, Amazon gets an extraordinary amount of the business that used to be in little retail shops and little multi-product stores and all that kind of thing. And all these retailers have to kind of rebuild and come up with something new and unique. Oh, I would say affordable, but affordable is sort of a moving target. moving target. You know, when we say below the poverty line, when they talk about that, you say, well, what is the poverty line? $10,000 a year below that? Is it $15,000, $20,000? And it's like when you look at jobs. Well, let's see. Minimum wage, if it's $10 or $11 or $15, it's going to go up to $15. Not there yet, but going up to $15. 15 times 40, let's see, that's somewhere like $600 a week. Let's see, after taxes, that's $400, $500, $2,000 a month. How much is rent? $2,000. Wait, what? $1,500 here on Maui? I don't know. I haven't been out there in the rental market, but the numbers sound huge, and the inventory is scarce. And many people who even were paying those high rates have been bumped after the moratorium created by the governor so that people couldn't raise their rents to bump their tenants out and just take these high amounts that FEMA is offering to landlords and owners for their property to have people living in their places. But the rents, if they weren't high enough before, are even higher now. When I see the numbers, and I said to someone, wow, it's sort of like kind of like L.A. or San Francisco or New York. But rents are going high everywhere, but they are super high here, especially for the rates that most of the, I want to say, slave economy. Let's say we serve the tourist economy, and we have lots of service businesses around here. And maybe that's the way the world in America has become after we opened all the borders and changed our trade policies all those years ago, and the import of products just came in here, and manufacturers here keep going away. I have a friend that, he's an artist, you met him years ago here, named Ilan Vital. And Ilan is opening up a place in New something, I forgot already, in Ohio, near West Virginia, very poor area. In fact, he bought a church. He bought a whole church. My brother bought a church in Wyoming, so that I can't say. My brother lives in it, and Ilan is turning it into an art gallery and hoping to attract and re-stimulate that area in art. If anyone's going to do it, it's him. He's a guy that knows how to add color to a black and white world. He's a colorful guy. I hope that all that happens. In that town, there's a post that's covered with all kinds of garbage, and it's near the side of the road. And when they were first beginning to measure and create private ownership of properties, Thomas Jefferson chose an architect and designer, I don't know what they were called then. And that was the first spot, and that's the spot that they go out from to measure and mark distances and everything for the beginning of private ownership of property. So I thought, isn't that interesting? Well, that's all covered up. And they were the largest and most significant pottery location that we're making pottery in our country. There were dozens of pottery manufacturers. And that whole thing obviously went to other countries. As soon as we opened our borders and said, let's see what happens if we take our simple system here that's somehow making it work, you know, we make things and then we mark them up a little and then we wholesaler marks them and then they sell them. Now we added in a whole other level called, hey, we can go to another country and get labor and materials so inexpensively that we can make more profit and still charge these high prices. We can also eliminate all those jobs. Wow, let's do that. And we've seen what that's done to America. And when I hear myself talk, I say, are you sound conservative. Conservative? I don't know, I'm just living and talking my talk. Conservative to me means that you take care of yourself, but others, good luck. They have to be, you know, making their stride in the world. And we all had equal opportunity. We have? Well, that's been challenged, as we all know, not only by different races and not only by different genders, but what a challenge. If you think there's equal opportunity in America, you have to take off your glasses. And I'd say stop smoking, but many of you are just smoking to cope with what's going on. And I think that I watch as America is going through these interesting transitions. On 420, which was Saturday, you know that 420-2024 is a palindrome. That means backward and forward. It's the same. So that was 420. On 420, Robert Kennedy came out talking about legalizing marijuana. And it's interesting to see how it's all received. I also think he's going to be interesting in this election. I still wonder whether Donald Trump is going to be on the ballot. I don't know how that works, but I don't know. We are in for a road that is uncharted. Is it possible to have another president who had someone in the middle of their two terms? And when they came back, I never looked closely at what happened way back when, in the mid-1800s. But I do know that William Howard Taft and Grover Cleveland and all these guys, Tyler Harrison, one of those guys died in the first 6 months. But we seem to have the same things going on then. And we have a public that, you know, on paper, we hear a lot of talk about making changes, but somehow money drives the answers. Look about here. How is it possible that on an island community, when the world has already been extremely, they have many examples of environmental challenges that have gotten buried and boxed, and then those boxes leak. Can you imagine that we took toxic soil? Some people think the toxic soil isn't toxic anymore because the fire was so hot that it completely disintegrated the dioxins and the other biotoxins and the problems. Well, I don't know about you, but if you go and take a deep breath on the west side of Maui, if that feels healthy to you, then I must say, then the idea that we want to depopulate this planet so that we can make things work, it's going in that direction. It's like, why is it that the common people that are just trying to live simply and do some basic right things, like take the garbage and box it and move it somewhere else and then process it to be sure that you don't put it back into the earth on top of water tables that will affect the reef, the sea life, the people. You know, why are we hiding all the truth? I don't know if we even hide it or it's just hidden in plain sight because there's so much garbage out there in this media. You know, why would I want to know the 27 worst this or... that's not fair. They had 27 Bond girls and where they are now and how they are doing in their lives and careers. But then they had 50, and I guess people like lists. Where are the worst places to live in America? What about good places to live? Well, Maui's a beautiful place. It's starting to get tarnished. It is definitely more than started. It reminds me about when I got here in 1988, and I was living in Lahaina, and one of the, I'd say old-timers, but I don't know where they are. People come and they go. They said, you should have seen Maui before it got destroyed. That was 1988, so you can well imagine. Here we are, 35, 35, 6, 7 years later, and I can say that. You should have seen Maui before it got destroyed. I remember when one of our council women, she shall remain nameless, but it was years ago. And she said, I'm so glad we're going to get our first box store. Kmart is coming here. It's going to be powerful and positive for our island. And Kmart has come and gone. Thank you, Jeff Bezos. I don't want to, it's not really a blame. You were very clever and ahead of your time, and you're getting big dividends. That's great. And you even are giving back. That's great. I'd like to have a little more transparency. I'd like to have a little of your money and see what I could do to do positive things. Well, if you're listening to this show, you're most welcome. I could give you my bank account number, but you don't need that. I'm sure that if you give a big check to First Hawaiian Bank and say it's for the Maui Arts and Music Association, MAMA, they'll know what to do with it, you know. Anyway, I'm talking a lot. I'm very glad that I don't have a guest today. I'm sort of resting. I had invited Ellie Cochran. I made a call because I thought her wanting to rally people on the West Side to accelerate help in housing for people on the West Side was very important and current. And then when I didn't hear back from her, I thought, well, where's my area of interest? And I contacted Brian Cohn. Brian Cohn became the new film commissioner for Maui. Congratulations, Brian. But he's teaching a class now over at the college because I have lots of ideas that I'd like to share with him and the people of Maui, but no but about it. That's going to be part of my week, going over and hopefully talking to Brian. Because I need to have access to some of the movers and shakers who are the big influencers in the, I want to say political world, but really it's a small entertainment world that could be bigger of people that already have had success. People that know, they know the name Maui. They've been coming here for years. And I have thoughts and ideas how to increase our economic base and create lots of jobs in entertainment, in education, in tourism, in farming. And I don't do anything. All I do is move the blocks around, sort of like chess. I'd say Mahjong, but I don't know how to play Mahjong. I've had people that want to teach me. Could happen. But it's really interesting because we keep talking about this stuff. Like I said, 30 years ago, I was sponsoring Earth Day, and I thought, wow, this is great. And I remember when they said, you should have seen Maui before you got here. And it just keeps growing and doing and... You mean Mahi Pono growing all that stuff in the middle of the island? That's fantastic. It's great that the island's not having, it's not blowing dirt and that we're not doing sugarcane and laying down pesticides, but they have their own pesticides going on. They're not doing this organically, gang. And the kind of things that they're growing is that going to sustain Maui? Is that what's going to happen? If it does, it's only because Maui's going to pay the price, because they have, you know, a profit motive to be able to keep their pension fund in Canada going, remembering that part of their base is, you know, I guess just because you're running a company that studies and produces GMO products and toxins, and you're on the board of a pension plan that has invested in farms, that there's obviously no conflict of interest here. You would, of course, want to be going for the highest good, but that includes you and what you're doing, I imagine. And if not, how many of us are aware, and how many of us would have had a different opinion about what's going to be going on in the middle of the Maui? Or do we even have anything to say about it? Not much. It's been an interesting life here in Maui. I've been a victim of, although you only stay a victim if you think yourself a victim, but I'll never forget when I booked the Cultural Center, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and when I went to the general manager of the Westin, and he told me that there were people in the week before that were hawking this thing, and they were sponsored by the through the mayor's office. I'd already paid for the deposit. Who were these people? You know, but things were going on, and then when go to the Visitors Bureau and have been poisoned at the board meeting and have me neutralized by people that had influence over the new head of the Maui Visitors Bureau, who was going to run my organization, which could be ours anytime. I'm looking for the right general. I think the biggest general is money, because the ideas are here and the people to do all the parts of the program are here. But they need to know that there's money that they're actually going to get paid. That's what I think. I think the world, the best volunteers are paid volunteers. The most passionate volunteers recruiting others to do. Oftentimes it's difficult to find others to do unless they pay them. Even the people that are in these organizations, they get diluted to what they want to do or can do because they need to be paid. They need to get grants. And it's, where's our free market system? Where's our private enterprise helping make all these things happen because of their right? And money doesn't drive them. That just isn't the reality. Just isn't the reality. Well, you know, I'm going to take a breath. I'm sure you could stand that too. We're at KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Simulcast on Akaku, Maui Community Media TV, at Channel 55 on cable. And, of course, we're found MauiNeutralZone.com. You'll see all our shows for both this show and our past shows and ones that are coming back again. Mama Presents is coming back again. We're going to present art and music and project past the borders of Maui. So I guess it's going to be helping tourism the way we've set it up, so that this economic engine called tourism, through what we can create, employing our people, will create money to implement environmental solutions before they're in large scale and economically sustainable. We want to supplement them so we can implement them here, show that they're right, and then scale up and continue to create jobs and create more self-sustainability for our island. Also, educate people around the world and open their eyes to what's happening, and maybe take Earth Day and turn it into Earth Month. Maybe Earth Year, maybe Earth Lifetime would be nice, but maybe, just maybe, through our leaders, the artists, the musicians, you think it's the politicians. They're just the ones that tell us what they'll do with the little bit of money we begrudgingly give them in our taxes, which we're always trying to minimize, right? Give the government less and keep more in your own pocket. Well, what many people don't have too much in their own pocket. They're scraping just to pay those taxes because they don't have any more pocket. And, you know, we watch as the seniors turn into, we knew it years ago, but the seniors are gigantically needy and they all need supplement. And we make, of course, they're living longer, so we're going to supplement the seniors and others. How would you like to be an immigrant and go on Social Security or get some kind of help from this country? That would be good. You always wonder where this money comes from. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll just create more of it. We have a Federal Reserve. What? We're not doing a thing backed by gold? No, no, no. That's out half a century ago. 1972, we went off the gold standard. Gold. I mean, gold may not be a standard, but way more than $2,000 an ounce. You remember $35 an ounce for gold? Some people laugh and say, oh, that was high. No, we have to keep equalizing and keep putting more money into gold so you equalize, you know, what you're doing. So when you're investing, you can't really think of it as $35 because you've been paying more all those years. But then you compare it to other things like the dollar itself. What are we all doing? We're pulling money out of the economy, out of the useful working economy, and we're storing it because we're worried about a rainy day. Wait, is there going to be a rainy day? Oh, an acid rainy day. Is that what? You know, it's like we have a system that is botched. And I think the botching is that people's selfishness and thinking that they're protecting themselves and those around them, their world, shouldn't be forced to put out money to help other people and save themselves for that day when they can turn their money that they've accumulated and invested in and now have because they were clever to keep them living at a very high level while we found cities 20% below the 20% below the poverty rate. 10% of the people there are below the poverty rate. 50% are below the poverty rate. You should look up that article. It would shock you just reading it through. And wow, you can move to XYZ, Arkansas, and get a house for $71,000. Of course, to the people there, when you come in with $71,000 because you just sold your house for $700,000, you can go in and buy it cash. So now you're going into an area and you're buying it cash. And how did that help those local people? Did it help the local people? What are they doing? We can't just keep supporting people as they keep coming from everywhere. And what are we going to do? It's a big mess, and people get really involved. You've seen. It gets to be where these issues become the central issues of a national election. The immigration over the border. Dollars being spent somewhere else in other countries while here in America we suffer. Well, I don't know what to say. We have problems that we need to address somewhere else. And never mind the cause of it. We have to be present to stop whatever is happening there from coming here. I think America has just been, at least in my lifetime and maybe going back, we haven't had a war maybe since the Civil War fought on our own ground here. And so the idea of war and all this killing and destruction that really can't be rebuilt. Those lives have already been decimated, you know. It's a tough thing. It's tough being Jewish. And when you think about just of all the prejudice that's around in the world about Jewish. But then when you realize that Israel, you say Israel, everyone thinks, ah, you support what Israel's doing. Well, I surely support that if someone were to attack me, I'm going to go and equalize them. But they're hiding amongst civilians, young Palestinians, whether that they've over a generation polluted with their poison and hate. It's a confusing world. We don't want to see anyone killed. We don't want to see places destroyed. But we can't seem to stop the vicious anger and selfishness that is prevalent in the world. Yesterday, there was a Maui Choral Arts performance at St. Anthony's on, I guess it's a school and a church on Lower Main Street here in Wailuku. And they are dreaming of a world that's better. The first half was bluegrass and a choir, which was very different and interesting. And it was interesting. I didn't particularly appreciate it. Dissonance was part of the plan, I think. But it was pretty well received. And the second half was about, it was all written in the program, all the words that they sang, about a dream of a world that's better. You know, I want to say on the heels of, we are the world, we're the ones, you know. And I'll play you a song of Louise Lambert, Peace in Our Hearts. We are the ones that are going to make a difference. And I'm glad that people are still talking about it, but old people who are still talking about it are tired of just talking about it and not seeing it actualized in any meaningful way. Sure hasn't, for the most part. And, you know, those that have created success, I take my hat off to you. I recognize that some of it's luck, some of it's just breathing in and out and living in a house and watching the world around you go up, and now you have equity in your house. That's good. But again, I question the way we reinvest. There should be more reinvesting by people into the world we're living now and less need to be saving for a rainy day, because there may not be another rainy day if we don't save the world now. Well, you know, maybe if we kill off a few billion people, maybe it'll be more in balance and give us a nice reset button. But that's a ridiculous thing to even say, except, wait, it's just, we don't identify it as that, maybe. But aren't we doing the kind of things and making the kind of decisions that are creating war and killing thousands, millions of people? Aren't we creating our own war with our own environment by allowing petrochemicals to do things to our food supply, that we're allowing things to pollute our air? We all learned about this years ago. No one can say we didn't know these problems before. I remember Zero Population Bomb, that book by Dr. Ehrlich years ago, we had lots of things that were telling us what was going to happen and how we needed to manage the number of people that we create. Remember that one? Maybe some people still have that one. You shouldn't have more than one child. That's what they say in China, because they got too many people. But if you're Muslim and you want to go in and suddenly have a voice in the government, you have as many children as you can. You know, all these 12 and 14 kids in the family and what it does. How many countries right now have this surge of their own people, right, generational, that are changing the politics and the decisions? But wait, no one's really addressing the problems in a big way. Well, that's not true. Germany has been doing great things for years and years. They can show their track record of responsible handling of environmental things. Well, actually, I remember when I first got here, there's a guy from Germany, and he was talking about how the blighted forests there were waking up the German people, and they've made tremendous strides. And they are, you know, should be proud of all they've done. And it's literally a drop in the bucket. How many of all the countries around them are starting to, 30 years. What do you mean starting to? Starting to be responsible for environmental things. Well, that's great. What about us? us, the good old United States. Why are we becoming a continual laughingstock? Well, we're laughingstock until we give them money. Then we're praised. But what, are we the laughingstock of the world because we don't realize and see our own hunchback? Do we not see that we are not doing what we could do and we have the resources to do and we're trying, we're making attempts at it? But look at that. Here we are in paradise, and those attempts are guided by a system that desires to bury the ashes and bury the toxins and choose the place that makes the most sense. Who thought Oluwalu makes the most sense? No, no, they didn't talk to the Hawaiian people. They didn't look at the experience of local cultures. They also didn't realize that the world is already known. You don't leave the toxin where you create it. You have to clean that area, and you have to clean it directly and completely. Not over months and months and months where it gets into the air and it just keeps going. We've seen these things happen. You know, we can't help deny it. We're living in it. Instead of changing the air quality into a better, we change the rules. So better air quality is it's more acceptable now. You know, we change the ceiling of what we have to be doing because we're just not handling things in a responsible way. And I'm aware that I'm just talking a lot today. I'm going to give you and me a moment break. And that moment break is I'm going to let you know if you have time today, and it is still April 22nd, 2024, at the Maui College, which is over here on Ka'amanu Avenue, at Wakea. There's a great lawn in front of the college, and from 3 to 6 is going to be a program of speakers and music. It's really interesting. Here we go. They welcome people at 3 o'clock at 15-minute speech by Rob Weltman from Maui Nui Electric Vehicle Association and Retreeing Hawaii. And then 3:50 to 4:05, another 15-minute speech by Josh Cooper, who used to be teaching at the school. I don't know if he is even now. And he's also chief of Maui County Office of Innovation and Sustainability. Well, he hasn't gotten back to me, but, you know, I invited him to the show. I will again. Dwayne Sparkman talking about tree covering, 4:10 to 4:25. And then a performance, ukulele, by James Kelly. And then climate change lobbyists. And then Lahaina Strong. And then another singer, Remy Romo Valdez, 5:30 to 5:45. And then they clean up and end it all. And there are sponsors. That means they bought booths, I think, probably, and helped in many ways. And I could read these. You can find this article, of course, on MauiNow.com. Maui Now is also affiliated with radio stations we have here. We know, and they've let people get the news, and I think it's great. They usually is where I go to if my Maui news free articles are gone, because now you can subscribe to the Maui News online, and Maui News is becoming so thin. The world has changed. You know, it's like, there was something called paper, and there was something called a personal signature. There were things like, I feel old already, but so many of the things that were much more down to earth. Oh, there's the earth again. Happy Earth Day, Earth. Down to earth have gone into this cyber world. I mean, since the mid-90s, I remember when I was so thankful I got Maui, DreamMaui.net, that we were going to have all kinds of people being aware of Maui. And wow, that was great. And be aware in a way that we can create a self-sustainability model. And then it's blocked, and then it's groups wanting their own little thing to be promoted. Why? Because they need money to run their operations, and they're not working together. There's no general coordinated, oh, well, now we got Josh Cooper on the mayor's office coordinating. Well, we'll see if they get back to me and see, and we'll see if the economic people. I remember when I went in to talk to the economic people 25 years ago, and they patted me on my head and sent me out the door. I just think it's so funny. Years keep going by, and all of us think that things are getting better, but it depends on how you evaluate better. The fact that more people are aware of things, well, we have more people, and that means there definitely are more people aware of these things, and that it's affecting the quality of our life. And so how could you not be aware of these things? Oh, yeah, that's true, too. And so because they're affecting the quality of your life, what kind of control do you have? Well, you might become part of a movement to wake up people your own age about conservation. By the way, Trinette's daughter, Hoku, became Hawaii Teen USA crown. Congratulations. People like Trinette Furtado, people that are Hawaiian that have been talking about things. There's so many great Hawaiians and leaders that have been talking about them and the things they've been doing for years as Hawaiians. And we watch, they're not really seeing much change. And now we have a mayor who's Hawaiian. I'm glad. I'm sure that many groups feel he's doing what's needed, and I hope that's happening. I am very aware of many people I know that are working now with our mayor and talking toward making changes that make this a better and more sustainable place. I take my hat off to them all. I would like to think that it's going to take money from somewhere other than here to start some of these solutions. And that's why I want to pick on the music industry in the way that I intend to, because the money, you look at one concert tour by Taylor Swift being a $1 billion concert tour. Yeah, that's the highest ever, but why do these numbers get so big? Well, when's the last time you went to a concert and it was $7 to see the Allman Brothers? I remember going to the Fillmore East, and I think it was $14. McKendree Spring, Elton John, and Leon Russell. Leon Russell was the lead act. Elton John was just coming on. And McKendree Spring, some people know them, but they probably remember Mahavishnu, John McLaughlin. He was playing in that group. Well, it was a great show, $14. We saw this morning Warren Buffett's house that he bought for $31,000 is now worth $1.3 million. He still says renting was probably better. He could have invested in the stock market and made more. Well, that's interesting, because what does that mean? That means what I said earlier. A lot of people are accidentally, quote, defined as wealthy because they have equity in their house. Can they take that money out and accelerate growth in the quality of their life and the things they need to want to do? Some, but then you have to pay it back. Unless maybe you don't want to sell things and you do a reverse mortgage that's been renamed for, I guess, social reasons, so that you don't get that implication that there. It's a reverse mortgage. That means you don't have to make the payments. You're making the payments as part of the borrowing, and they're investing the money, and you don't have to make payments. And someday you'll turn over the house to someone. Wait, your kids aren't going to like that too much. Well, oh well. See, this whole thing needs to be reorganized on a basic way. So maybe at some point I'm going to change from what I do sitting here and go out and start doing some of these things. But there are people in lots of niches here, in lots of niches, and hopefully the Office on Economic Sustainability will integrate them all, maybe fund them all, but also they have to employ people. So we need to find that money. I told you, we have a way to find that money. Art and music needs a bit of a coaxing. So that's why I hope to start talking more out there and try to get some of these things implemented. I haven't had a guest host here in a while. Scott Bushnell has been doing things in his personal life, and I've been on a tear talking about Oluwalu and this toxic waste and bringing on guests and bringing on pieces of the People's Council of Maui. People's Council of Maui show, that one Saturday, has turned into a number of shows that we broke into pieces for your, that's you, the audience, your ability to look at something that isn't 4 or 5 hours long. We broke it down into hour segments, and we talked about the things as we went. I have tried to send it to council people, sent it to the mayor's office, and send it to politicians, send it to newspapers to let people know. And I try to put social posts up there to let people know that, but then still no change. We still don't have a permanent site to dump all this toxic ash. I'm not ready to give up the toxic label. You might try to convince me that the temperature went so high that all that toxic stuff has been disintegrated. But I would like to say that I don't believe you, or you aren't really testing the right things in the right spots. I don't believe that that smell and all that you have over there going on, wanting to get people back to their own places in the middle of a toxic land, is a tough call. It's a tough call. And how are these people going to survive? Well, we'll see how long the supplementary money is available. I mean, people that weren't in the burn zone, some of them are feeling really burnt in that they didn't get their lives supplemented in that big way. And they're struggling to survive. Some of them, even after they got bumped out of where they live so they could get the high FEMA money to their landlord. I mean, you know, I can keep tying all these things that don't make sense together. But they make sense to someone. That's a Band-Aid over this problem and a Band-Aid over this problem. And we can handle things here while things over there are getting worse. You know that one, right? We push the problem back in here, but it comes up over here. It's been an interesting life living on Maui now. I've been here 1988. Well, that's so long ago. 36 years ago. Literally half of my life. And it's really been interesting because I am still convinced that way back when all the thoughts that we had of making this a better world were really in place. And we were the baby boomer generation, and we were the ones that were going to lead this charge toward turning things around. I bet without having to even do the research, you see that things didn't get turned around. Unless you want to call about turning around and turning around and turning around. I call that spinning in place. That's no turnaround. That's a spinning in place. And even burying yourself deeper in more problems and accelerating more problems and creating things that pit people against each other because the problems are so bad. Both the left and the right are extreme. Everything's extreme because our world has gotten extreme. Wow, I can see that I've been yapping so long. We got 3 minutes left in the show. I bet you're happy to hear that because you won't have to hear more of this today. Next week, I hope to be in a whole different arena of conversation. I want to start proposing solutions, and I have a few guests in mind to help sculpt, maybe through talking to them and sharing with them, or maybe them contributing who and what they are and how they might be able to contribute. Like some of the guests you've seen on my show over these years now, I'm interested in bringing out good people and things that will make things better. I don't like spending time on talking about toxic waste. I don't like spending time on talking about problems with immigration or rents. But the things that I was doing, talking about over the horizon to accelerate important progressive things to make this a better world, make things better for us to be able to cooperate and be self-sustainable. Once you're self-sustainable, you'll find you have excess, then you can help more. But not if we continue on what we're doing. Well, we're going to change the subject next week. I am going to be thinking exactly who's going to be here. We've got a couple of really interesting possibilities. And I may have to do some environmental things as well over time, because I think we still need to pose solutions. But unless we have people tuning in great numbers and we're able to raise money and do things in a bigger and more integrated way, which I have in mind, this show will just be sort of like just sort of a trinket, something to remember and hold on to recall those good moments, you know. Again, taking things out of circulation. Well, now you're going to take me out of circulation here in 45 seconds, because this show is going to be ending for the day. And we have been happy to be here with you, we meaning me. MauiNeutralZone.com. You can see this show and other shows. We got a zillion shows up there. And I think the subjects are all worthwhile. And please support Earth Day. Take Earth Day into your heart. And let's see if we can start doing things even more to make this a better planet and to save our people and to save the world. Well, we will see you next week. Aloha from the Neutral Zone. Thank you for joining us. Aloha.
The Hammerhead Metals Recycling Facility in Puunine will be closed through Monday, April 22nd, due to capacity issues. The facility will reopen and resume accepting materials at 7 a.m. on Tuesday, April 23rd. For information on the County Abandoned Vehicles and Metals Program, visit www.mauicounty.gov/avm.
The County of Maui Department of Environmental Management is partnering with nonprofit Malama Maui Nui to provide a white goods appliance collection pickup and drop-off event for Lahaina residents directly impacted by the August 2023 fires. Appointments are required for the service, which is meant to offer a responsible way to dispose of and recycle appliances damaged from extended power outages and smoke. Eligible appliances include refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners, water coolers, washers, dryers, stoves, ranges, microwaves, and water heaters. For the drop-off event, residents can make appointments to bring white goods to a designated collection site on April 27th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Curbside pickup service for residents who are unable to transport their appliances will be available on April 25th and 26th. To schedule an appointment or for more information on the White Goods Appliance Collection event, visit www.malamamauinui.org/gogreen.html or call Malama Maui Nui at 808-877-2524. This event is only available to households located in the Lahaina Wildfire Disaster Area. Eligibility will be verified during appointment scheduling.
Maui's Free Speech Station, KAKU 88.5 FM, Kahului, Maui, the voice of Maui.
Hi, this is Arnie Arneson, and this is the Monday edition of The Attitude with Arnie Arneson. I'm here to Dave Scott and Stephanie Collins. What do we call it? We call it Rethink the Week. When do we tape it? We tape it on Friday morning. Before I introduce my fabulous panel of guests, I want to share a political poem by our great poet, Lynn Ekdahl. It's entitled Strong Words. Seven words should be quite clear. To those who speak,